So Rossi will do anything for the show, and we're doing all we can to try to get this superstar in the Philippines, Daniel Padilla, on.
Padilla, I think they pronounce it.
So here's the deal. Rossi, you've got to call the ex. You've got to get her on. She's your gateway to getting Daniel on the show, mate. When was the last time you spoke to her?
2012.
Whoa!
Didn't end on good terms.
So I've been sent the number by someone.
What?
Your ex's number. I got inboxed on Instagram last night.
Oh, man.
Because we knew.
Her sister's still here, I think. I think her sister lives here.
So up next, Big Rossi, are you ready to do it? We're going to do this live. We're just going to dial this number.
I don't know.
I'm so nervous.
She's in the Philippines now, isn't she?
Yeah.
Your ex.
Is that 4 hours ahead?
And your wife has no idea about this?
Not yet. I'll apologize afterwards. If we get enough text messages, I may do it.
Should he call, guys?
Oh.
I think you should, man. Come on.
I don't know, guys.
I'll help you. Should Rossi call his ex? That's the question. Jaron, should he or should he not call the ex?
Hello.
Yes or no? Call the ex or not?
You should call the ex. It's for the ratings, Rossi. You should call her.
It's for the ratings. This man knows entertainment. Jaron knows entertainment. Now, we are getting a lot of messages here this morning. Natalia says, no, do not do this. This is not right. You should not do it. You should have informed your wife.
That is totally true. You should have told her.
We did tell Rossi to tell Liz. You're the one that didn't want to do this. But listen, it is for the show. We are trying to get Filipino Justin Bieber superstar Daniel Padilla on the phone. Daniel Padilla. And the only way we can do this is get to your ex. Do we make the call right now, Rossi? I'm not going to force you, but do you want to make the call? We're going to do it, aren't we? Aren't we, Rossi? No.
Rossi, are you going
to
make the call?
It's up to you, man. We've got 3 minutes here. We can do it.
I don't know. I'm just checking my phone to see if my wife. I haven't told my wife because I just thought...
Well, you're silly for not telling her.
I just thought, like, it's easier to say sorry afterwards.
No.
Like,
is it too late now to say sorry?
I'm married with two kids now, and I've moved on, and I'm sure my ex-girlfriend's
You're only doing this so we can get to Justin Bieber superstar in the Philippines, Daniel Padilla.
We got so many messages yesterday saying about this guy, saying you've got to bring him, he's amazing.
What do you want to do, man?
I don't know. Come on, Rossi. Text messages are coming in.
What do you want to do? Hold on. Natalie's now back on. Natalie, what do you want him to do?
Natalie.
Natalie, you there?
This is Dina, Natalie.
Dina, what do you want us to do?
Rossi, don't be silly. Don't call her. You don't need to upset your wife.
It's not for the... We're trying to get Justin Bieber Filipino superstar Daniel Padilla on the show. That's what it's...
How about you call your ex?
Oh.
Yes! We've just created a whole segment.
Listen, that's my ex-wife. That's his ex-girlfriend. It's so different.
Oh, okay.
But I'll do it on the show one day. I don't mind. I could do that.
See,
I just got to talk to the lawyers first.
I'll do it if you do it.
I'll call my ex if you call yours.
I mean, I don't know.
Rossi, what do you want to do? What do you want to do?
Come on, man. Daniel Padilla.
What do you want to do?
The Philippines,
that's
bro.
The only reason I would do it.
That's the only reason we are doing it.
That's the only reason I would do it.
Come on.
Have you got the number on the group?
I have the number, man. I have the number. I've got it.
I don't know. Do you think?
Yeah, Rossi, make a decision. Do you want to do it or not?
This is just for fun on the radio.
Say something to your wife right now, how much you love her, and go.
For fun, just to make people laugh on the way to work. I imagine, you know, a lot of Filipinos want to see this guy in the UAE. I love you very much. 18th of July, 2014 was the best day of my life. I got married to you. I've got two amazing kids. I love you so much.
Okay,
it's going to make people laugh.
Okay, we're going to have to make the call now in 6 minutes. So just hold on.
Okay.
Rossi has confirmed he is calling the ex. Virgin Radio, good morning. 8:30.
Thanks, DJ Khaled. Cheering me up.
It's coming back. You know the ringtone that we just heard from your ex was actually Daniel Padilla?
That was
a song,
oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I liked it.
It's gone 8:30. We've been trying to get Rossi's ex on to try to get the Justin Bieber of the Philippines on the radio. Step one is to get back through to the ex because she is the nephew. She is the auntie.
Doing really, really well, actually. So well done to the family and good luck to them.
during that song, we called the number from Pretty's mobile.
Correct.
And she answered.
Yes, and I spoke to her.
And she was somewhat not sure about going on. However, we're going to dial it one more time. It looks like she's good to go on right now. We are going to strictly keep it to trying to get Daniel on.
Yes.
Rossi, it is over to you, sir. Welcome. Oh, this is the Chris Fade Show.
Can you help me?
I will start it off. Pretty, you start it off. Okay, because she just heard your voice. Yeah. This is Rossi's ex, auntie of Superstar in the Philippines. What? Don't say that. She's... maybe she's...
I hope she hasn't.
No.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, it's Pretty again. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. How about yourself? How are you doing?
We're doing well. We're on the radio now.
Hey, how are you? You remember? Hey, we've met a few times. I met you early on. It's Chris.
Yeah. I remember. How are you?
I'm doing so well. Hey, congratulations on everything. You guys, we hear that you guys are doing amazing.
Yeah, really great. Thank you for that.
Yeah. You got a do you say Daniel Padilla? Is it Daniel Padilla? Am I saying that right?
That's right. Daniel Padilla.
And we were playing him yesterday morning, and I think the Filipino community here in the UAE, they just said what a superstar your nephew is. Congratulations.
Thank you so much for that. Thank you.
So Rossi's here.
Hiya.
Sorry, what?
Hello.
Yep.
Hiya, Ross here. Remember?
Yeah, I remember.
Oh, great. Obviously made a big impact.
sorry for that.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself? How are you doing?
Good, thank you. How's the kids?
They're doing great.
Good stuff.
We've
got like a few radio stations here under our company ARN, a couple of stations, and we wanted to get Daniel on for an interview because he is massive now. He's totally blowing up, and it's nice to see you're doing well, and you've got more Instagram followers than me. We want to get Daniel on for an interview. I'll just get to the point.
Yes.
We want
to... Just shut up.
We want to get Daniel... we want to get Daniel on for an interview.
Is there any chance of that happening?
Actually, I have to talk to Daniel first about it, or...
That would be great. We don't have to do it now. Maybe sometime next week we'll get Daniel on. We've got Tag FM here, the big Filipino station in the country. We also own that. Not me personally.
No.
And they've got Tag Fest happening. So
maybe we can try to work that out. But we would love it. We'd be honored to get you guys on. Okay.
Yes. I'll do my best.
Aww, thank you so much. You're a star.
Thank you.
One of the best moves you ever did was
It's just, that's great.
Okay, I'll leave it there.
Yeah.
Thanks. Say hi to Daniel and Carla and everybody. All right.
Take care. Thanks so much. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. That's awkward. You were so
you
awkward.
What were you doing? You just kept talking.
I went to pieces. I'm sorry. It's like...
good news. Give Big Rossi a round of applause.
Yeah, he did it.
We are hopefully going to get Daniel on next week. This will be great.
Yeah, hopefully. Let's see how that goes.
Now you got to tell Liz.
You have to tell Liz. You must tell her what's going on. You're only doing it for the show, mate.
Yeah.
Oh.
If you are wondering, that is all real. There is nothing going on here behind the scenes. I don't think I've felt so awkward on the show.
Yeah.
That was really awkward.
Have I gone red? Is my head red at the moment?
And the one thing that we agreed on was don't talk about the kids, and you go, hey, oh, the kids.
Yeah. No, I was just trying to like fill
to get out the void. Yeah.
She was really nice though, so.
She is lovely, and well done to the family, and hopefully we get him on. Quickly, Foggy, on the roads in the UAE. What's happening?
Got an accident in the tunnel onto Sheikh Zayed Road. The traffic is starting at the Grand Hyatt Dubai. On Sheikh Zayed Road, got traffic in the other direction from Al Manara, if you're headed towards Suffolk Park, and Dubai Lane Road. Very heavy going from Academic City, Dubai bound.
Even my so mom. Awkward.
Actually, no, I think that went well though.
Yeah.
Awkward, but yeah.
What do you mean? I thought it was
so awkward.